Koski.
CPI day back here. We've got inflation under control, have we? Anywhere close to it? Consensus appears to be a range of 4 to 4.2, currently 4.7. Of course, Reserve Bank predicting 3.8. Nick Tuffley, Chief Economist at ASB, is with us. Nick, very good morning.
Morning.
What's your number?
We're 0.7 for the quarter, which goes to 4.1 for the year. So down, on the way down, but it's still pretty high.
Is there a psychology behind this? If it came in with a 3 in front of it, would people go nuts?
It probably won't be out dancing the street immediately, but it will still help because it is all around that perception as well that people have. So that would be encouraging to see, and what we really want to see is something with a 2 handle on it later on this year.
So do you still believe we'll get to 2 by the end of the year, therefore we're talking seriously about cuts by December?
Yeah, look, we still are forecasting it will be below 3. It is getting probably a little bit more touch and go, and we sort of really don't want to see a higher figure than that 0.7 comes through. I guess what we estimate is that if we get, say, a 0.9 for this quarter, then you may not get below 3% for that third quarter read, and that would start to darken the clouds a little bit on that near-term outlook.
There's so many competing factors, aren't there? I mean, if you look at the manufacturing and the services sector numbers we've got in the last couple of days, it looks dire. It looks like he squeezed the life out of the economy, and yet petrol's going up, and then we've got a war. How much are we looking through, and how much is battling against each other?
Well, there are things that are going the wrong way, and that's where it is. Things like the rates, the rents, insurance, certainly going the wrong way. What we are seeing, though, is, and what we expect to see in this figure is that because we're not spending as, strongly as we were, that you'll see a bit more discounting coming through. We're not spending as much on durable, so prices for that being quite contained. So we'll see some of that behavioural impacts of how we're changing our spending hopefully come through, but there are certainly a few sticky things there.
I know Christine Lagarde overnight is saying Europe's really close. If they go and America goes not long after, and I know they've got separate scenarios with spending and jobs and stuff, but if, in other words, if people start cutting and we're not in a position to, how much trouble does that leave us in?
Well, if you see other people cutting, what that's likely to do is mean that our exchange rate gets propped up compared to those other countries, and particularly, say, against the US dollar. So that probably helps our imported inflation a little bit. But look, it would be a sign that you are getting parts of the globe finally getting on top of inflation. And I don't think we're going to be too far behind other countries, but we just need to start seeing signs that that core rump of inflation is getting under control, and that's still going to take not just this read but another couple of reads in our view.
Exactly. All right, Nick, appreciate your expertise as always. Nick Tuffley, ASB Chief Economist.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.